Thanks so much for joining us for day number two here on KFFB's Open Mic program. We're talking with 2nd Congressional District Congressman French Hill. And French, thanks so much for taking time and talking with us here on day number two.
Thanks, Bob. It's always good to be with you, sir.
Well, let's talk about the Tax Reform Roundtable. What is it and what is it becoming?
Last week, I invited small business folks and lawyers and accountants and people engaged in business to come to a meeting at the Arkansas State Chamber. And we talked about what do we need to do to get tax reform in this country. And I compared the tax plans of Donald Trump, Secretary Clinton, and the House Republicans' tax reform plan, which all your listeners can go and read about at better.gop, and our best practices for full tax reform are out of that website. And then you can compare and contrast all the former ideas for tax reform at the Tax Foundation website, taxfoundation.org. This is a great way for your listeners and all of our citizens to understand what's at stake to try to get our economy growing faster with a good tax reform.
When you look at the tax reform, what's one of the blatant things that you think needs to be addressed first?
Well, I think a lot of people are concerned about America's biggest corporations moving offshore, or if they've earned money abroad in international sales, that they can't bring that money back to the United States and put it to work here. And I think that's a major issue for tax reform. What we would do is we would lower the corporation tax rate to make it more competitive with countries all over the world, and we would charge territorial income taxes. That is, an American business that's selling abroad and has operations abroad would pay taxes locally and not have that income double taxed in the U.S. And if we do that, it'll encourage people to leave their company headquarters here and generate sales abroad and bring that money back into the United States because there won't be a tax penalty. I think that's one of the big things that would help get our economy growing fast.
People have talked about that for many, many years, is how the tax reform is needed, but it seems like it just gets stalled year after year. Do you see a bright light at the end of the tunnel?
I do. I think there's a lot of frustration. One of the first bills I co-sponsored when I got in Congress a year or so ago was to abolish the IRS and start over. I think we should start over because the other big impetus for tax reform, I think, Bob, is complexity for small businesses and for individual families. And the House Republicans' plan makes it a lot simpler to file your income tax form. You can definitely do it on a postcard. I think the postcard's out on that website to show people. And it also collapses the rates for personal income tax payment. It makes that a little more straightforward and simpler. So simplicity and reform are both needed in our very complex tax code system. And I think if we do that, it'll contribute to faster economic growth. Of course, we've got to do regulatory reform and do some other things as well, but that's one major component.
And then we also have the CEI Roundtable. Explain what this is all about.
Well, last year I started something I called the Community Empowerment Initiative, CEI Roundtable, and we've met 6 times, and we've talked about what are we doing in the 2nd Congressional District in Little Rock and the surrounding counties to eliminate poverty. And that's what this group gets together and talk about. We look at best practices on how we're eliminating poverty and helping families get lifted up and out of poverty and become independent, productive citizens and get their family off the dependency of certain programs. And so I'm very excited about that.
Coming out of the roundtable, what do you think is one of the key opponents to bring people out of poverty?
Well, you know, it's not a euphemism to say a good job is the best poverty program in the world. And we've had such a slow, stagnant recovery from the big recession in 08 and 09 that we're just now seeing the economy growing and adding jobs. So that's number one, is do we have a faster growing economy? But the other things are, Bob, that we restructure these federal programs that don't penalize people who are trying to better themselves with a better job or higher income or child care, and that we are able to let them wean off the federal program as they get more independent. And those structures are, and innovations are what we need to do. And so what we've done in the CEI meetings is talk about how best to do that.
French, it's always a joy to talk with you, bringing us up to date what's going on in Washington and back here at home, and you're always on the ground running. And I know you've got to go to a press conference. We have to cut this one a little short. But thanks again for taking time and talking with us here on Open Mic.
A pleasure to be with you, Bob. Look forward to the next time.